We know that art can help people express difficult emotions, which is turning out to be increasingly the case among those dealing with the opioid epidemic. Recently, several books and movies focus on the plight of individuals struggling with addiction. A new play, opening in Marblehead this weekend, focuses on the opioid epidemic's impact on mothers with addicted children. WBUR's Deborah Becker went to a recent rehearsal and has this report.
And lights and sound, go!
At the Marblehead Little Theater, playwright Ann Lucas is watching a rehearsal of her play that's coming to her hometown after its off-Broadway run. The play, titled Recovery, tells the story of three young women entering addiction treatment and their mothers.
I wanted to help mothers and families who are struggling with addicted children to overcome the isolation, the shame.
While the daughters in the play are taught how to live substance-free, their moms are reminded that they also need to heal, especially from the trauma of taking care of their daughters. The scenes in the play depict how both mothers and daughters live with addiction, navigating new relationships shrouded in shame, guilt, fear, and lies.
You got 40, 50 bucks?
Of course I do, but what will you be using that for?
To go bowling with my friends.
Bowling.
I might even need more.
Bowling. Well, that's a nice, healthy activity.
Yeah, awesome exercise.
Are these new friends, then?
Some. So will you give me the cash?
Throughout the play, a character called the Demon provides commentary, almost like the subconscious of the cast members, reminding them of the hard work of recovery and the ease at which they could return to being numb or in denial. The Demon is in a constant struggle with the character, the Reverend, a former alcoholic who's running the treatment program.
These two characters embody a struggle that never ends between salvation and being lost.
Lucas says mainly she wants to shed a light on the epidemic's ripple effects.
People don't see the collateral damage of addiction. I have focused on mothers and daughters in this play because it's what I know the best.
Lucas knows it best because she lived it with her own daughter, who is now in recovery after struggling with heroin addiction.
Your entire life focuses around saving your child. All you can think about, all you can do, is try to prevent them from dying. She'd come home, and I didn't know what she had taken or if she would wake up. You know, I really became a very anxious, exhausted person on red alert.
After each Marblehead performance, Lucas has arranged so-called talkbacks, where the audience can discuss the play with people directly involved in the opioid epidemic. Those include policymakers and treatment providers. Bridget Kathleen O'Leary, artist in residence at Tufts University, is directing the play and wants the post-performance sessions to translate into action.
I really hope that people can lean in and ask bigger questions and that maybe it will help us create a little bit more empathy around this conversation, and that will activate us to try and change the way we approach addiction.
The talkback discussions mark just one of the ways the play was adapted for this local run. Another is some local music. The play is bookended by this.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
The Serenity Song.
Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Grant me.
It was composed for this play by Boston attorney Patricia St. James. It's sung here by Renice King, who is at the Berklee School of Music. The song is now played at drug court graduation ceremonies in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
So many lost souls crying out to me. Help me do what I can, all that I can. Grant me the wisdom, the vision to know your plan. I've really got to get myself.